B-Pod Studios.
Well, this is the most exciting thing ever.
It is.
I mean, you have no idea.
I think I do. After hearing you talk about how excited you have been in the coming months for the 90210 reboot, I think I know how excited you are.
Welcome to Mani and Lorenz Beverly Hills 90210 podcast, where we're going to recap the episodes of 90210. And we're already three episodes in, so I'll have to go back a little and do a recap. But just to touch base for those people that might not listen to the Mani, Roy, and Lorenz show out of Charlotte on Kiss 95.1, if you're listening to this somewhere else around the country, my name is Mani. I'm 44 years old. And yes, I'm the same exact age as Brandon, Ian Ziering, not David Silver. He was a year younger. Don't forget, he moved up to graduate with them.
You are a 90210 head. Like, you loved this show growing up. And for me, Mani, by the way, my name is Loren, one third of the Mani, Roy, and Loren morning show. But I was kind of on the younger side of it. So my mom would watch it, and I would always sit with her to watch the shows.
Yeah, back in the 90s.
Yes.
And then there was this reboot that came out in the mid-2000s called 90210, and it was on the WB.
But it was not the original characters.
No, but Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling, I believe, both made appearances on it. Jenny Garth's daughter, I think, was on it.
Is it the same daughter
No.
that she has in this reboot?
No.
Oh, well, that's sad.
No. And Silver, David Silver's sister was on it. They called her Silver. And that was the 90210 reboot, but that didn't really have anything to do. And it was on the WB, not even on the same network.
Yeah.
So it was a little weird. But this is spectacular. And to talk about how my life kind of parallels theirs is, like, when I was a senior in high school, they were seniors in high school. Mm-hmm. When I was graduating college in 1997, they graduated college. And it was really, really kind of funny how it all started for me. I was at an all-boys school called St. Joseph's High School in New Jersey, and one of the kids was talking about how another kid probably loves 90210. He's like, I bet you last night you were watching 90210. And the kid's like, nah, I was not. And I had never watched an episode yet, but I'm overhearing this. And he goes, anyway, it reminded me of you, because the kid that he was talking to, his dad was really wealthy, big construction company in New York City, and owned a Corvette. He goes, in the last night's episode, the one guy and a friend let these two girls drive his Corvette, and they stole it. And I was like, ooh, that sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah.
So, well, I got caught on to it, man.
So that was your first go round with 90210. And is there a character, I think I know the answer to this, but is there a character that you felt the most in tune with?
You know, it's funny because I love radio and I love playing music and stuff. So Brian Austin Green's character, David Silver, he was at the radio station all the time in college and in high school. And that was me.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely lean more towards, who do you think?
I think you have a man crush on Ian Ziering.
Ian Ziering is pretty much me.
Yeah.
In a more realistic way. Like, Ian Ziering always... here, move that microphone, because I don't want there to be like a weird... Okay. Yeah, Ian Ziering is always putting himself in a position that I put myself in. And you know that about me, even as an adult.
So he's the guy that was always in trouble.
Ian Ziering tries to get from A to D without going through B and C, and then it always bites him in the ass.
It does sound a lot like my friend Mani.
Yeah, it's true. He's always cleaning up messes.
Okay, so...
What about you?
I think... I don't know. I like Jenny Garth.
Mm-hmm.
I like Kelly. But I think in this reboot, I'm the most entertained by Tori Spelling's character. Just because I don't even know. She looks so different, number one. She's had so much plastic surgery. But I think the whole cast looks pretty good for their age.
I do too. They just look older.
Yeah. But I think Tori entertains me because not only is she one of the producers on the show, but all these characters are playing themselves, and she just, like, I don't know. It feels like she picked up right where she left off. Like, the acting is exactly the same. I feel like
she's kind of like this pushover.
Yeah, but she's, like, also the most, I wouldn't say she's a pushover. I would say she is trying to please everyone. She's the pleaser of the group.
She's a pleaser, yeah. which is just like her character on the original.
Yeah.
Not Beverly Hills 90210.
But I think it's cool. You know, her dad was the original producer of the show, and I think it's cool. It's kind of a legacy for her to step up and be the producer now.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're not going to get into a whole background on what's going on and you know, why you should be watching this, because I feel like if you clicked on the Beverly Hills 90210 podcast, then you probably are aware of what's going on. Like, I don't want to get into what they're playing themselves as. You know what I mean? Like, it's a really cool concept, though.
It is, and I think they did a really good job of explaining it.
Yeah.
Like, you're not confused walking into
right.
it.
Right, yeah. So the first episode that we're going to recap today on 90210, and then we'll just run through episodes 1 and 2 today, and then the third episode will make its own podcast,
okay.
and we'll put that up. But the first episode was the one that everybody watched, and we're all kind of like, what the hell is going on?
Like, how do these characters get back together? What's bringing them together? And then how do they kind of get themselves in this predicament where they're in trouble with the law?
Yes. So they all head to Vegas after the show ended 19 years earlier. 90210 was off the air for 19 years. Obviously, it's the entire cast. Jenny Garth, Brian Austin Green, Jason Priestley, Tori Spelling, Ian Ziering, and then Gabrielle Gutierrez, who plays Andrea.
Mm-hmm.
And they go to Vegas and they run into each other, but it's like they haven't missed a beat. And that's what made it so fun for me to watch, was like,
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
You're seeing these characters, but you're like, there's Andrea, and Andrea and Jason Priestley and Brandon always loved each other.
Yeah.
Two characters were missing, though, at that point.
Yeah. Dylan, unfortunately, obviously, Luke Perry passed away earlier this year. So that was kind of one of those moments where you were waiting to see how they were going to address that.
Mm-hmm.
And were you happy with that, Manny?
Yeah. I mean, what else are you going to do?
I know.
You can't put them in. You know what I mean? You can't superimpose him in, but yeah. So Dylan isn't there, obviously, and neither is Shannon Doherty. Brenda.
Well, not yet.
Right. But clearly they want Brenda to be part of this. So what happens is in Vegas, I think it's so cool how they do it, too. Tori Spelling steals a dress and ends up getting them in trouble with the law.
Yeah. And she pukes all over it and destroys it, and they're all hammered. And it's the first like introduction of all of these personalities getting together and their lives falling apart.
Yeah. So total chaos ensues after the first episode. And I think like Lauren was just saying, the first episode there, though, is like, how do they reunite? And I thought they did a really great job of it. The producers did, too. And then how do they pay homage to, you know, Dylan?
By the way, they didn't all just randomly meet up in Vegas. They were on a panel.
Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. They were invited to go back mm-hmm. and to be part of this. But they had to tie them together some way. And I thought that was a really cool way to tie them together.
I do, too.
Also, I gave them props for not hiring Matthew Perry instead of Luke Perry.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I'm glad they didn't go that route.
Yeah,
you
me
can't
too.
Just put a Perry in there.
No.
But, so chaos ensues, obviously, after that. And then Tori Spelling has this vision where,
well, she has this vision of grandeur to get the group back together and do this reboot, but it does, at the end of the day, benefit her and the rest of them, because Tori does not have money to pay for this dress that has been destroyed that they're being sued over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she wants to get the show back together.
Mm-hmm.
And Fox is into it. And then that's like how the first episode ends. And then the second episode, Fox actually greenlights the reboot of 90210, and you realize who the executive is for Fox, and it's Christine Elise, a.k.a. Emily Valentine, who I had a major crush on. I loved Emily Valentine.
You did?
Oh, my God, I loved her. She had that crazy spiky hair, but I was into like kind of a gothy thing back when I was in high school. Not that like I was like a dark gothy character, but I don't know. I always liked something a little different.
Okay.
And Emily, though, I thought she was hot, and she did things on the regular 90210, like she burnt down their float.
Yeah.
She took them to a one of my favorite episodes is she took them to a rave, and she got Brandon wasted on like ecstasy. She called it they called it euphoria mm-hmm. on the episode, but it was supposed to be ecstasy.
So she's kind
and
of
nobody
been
liked her.
The build up villain,
mm-hmm.
and she returns and then has this little back and forth later on, which I'm sure we'll get into, but with Andrea.
Yes. Yeah, that's in episode 3.
Yeah.
In episode 2, they introduce her. They go, the producer of the show who's going to be running the whole thing, you probably know. Her name is Christine Elise. And it turns out to be Emily Valentine.
And I love where she, you know, she's talking to Tori Spelling and she's like, you know what? You guys all get stuck in this like time warp. You never grew up. Your lives are a mess. Like, yeah. you know, yada, yada, yada. And she's like, I grew up and became an executive.
Right.
Like, whoa, girl. Yeah.
Meanwhile, on the side note, like Andrea, Gabby, is dealing with her emotions. She's married, but mm-hmm. she's thinking that she has feelings for women.
Yeah. So, I mean, I kind of, honestly, I feel bad for both parties involved. Like, I feel bad for her because she's questioning her sexuality after years of being married. And I feel bad for her husband, too, because she's like, I feel like I need to go and explore this and like yeah. see what it is. But you also, you know, can't expect for your partner to wait for you while you pretty much cheat on them.
Right.
You know?
And then we find out more about each character in the second episode. Ian Ziering is married to a pretty well-known movie actress who's very high maintenance and he's getting worn out by it.
Yeah. So it's she plays like an R&B superstar. Her name is Shay. And it's
that's Brian Austin Green, though.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who did you say?
Ian Ziering.
Oh, yeah.
Ian Ziering has the big house.
Yes. So that's his like Real Housewives wife is like calling him, FaceTiming him while she's like banging someone else.
Yeah.
Very inconvenient.
But Brian Austin Green is married to an R&B singer named Shay. They have kids.
Yep. Played by Lala Anthony.
Yep. And Jason Priestley finds out that his wife is pregnant.
Uh-huh.
And then we find out a nice nugget in episode 3 about that child.
Oh, that was like my favorite moment out of all 3 episodes so far. And his wife is played by Vanessa Lachey, Nick Lachey's wife.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Fun fact.
I just realized that.
Do you know that she was Miss Teen USA?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. Huh. All right. And then, like, I mean, I'm trying to think what else happened in episode 2.
Oh, God, there was so much.
There really was. Tori Spelling, of course, tries to get everyone to join in, and they agree to it, but Fox still wants Shannon Doherty.
Yeah.
They tell her, we want Shannon Doherty. Make it happen. So at the end of episode 2, we also know that there's another weird character, Zach, who is Brian Austin Green's soon-to-be assistant.
Yes.
Who sent the whole cast
these, like, mutilated action figures of themselves.
Yeah. So he's kind of a stalker, and Brian Austin Green and Shay, his wife, don't know it.
I mean, they get more into this in episode 3, so I don't want to ruin too much there, but I think this is going to play out some sort of way because some of the cast members end up with bodyguards.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So we'll jump into that in the next episode. You can go download that episode. The 90210 podcast featuring Mani and Loren from Kiss 95.1 here in Charlotte. We're just huge fans of the show, and I think it's safe to say, like, this reboot has me very, very excited. Like, it could have been really, really bad.
Do you feel like they waited too long? Like, is 19 years too long?
Mm-mm.
No, you think
no,
it's
I'm
the
okay
perfect
with
timing?
It. Yeah. Yeah, I'm okay with it, honestly.
Yeah.
But my wife, like, loved Will and Grace and didn't love the Will and Grace reboot.
Yeah, I do
Roseanne,
think,
too.
I do think they did a really good job with this reboot. Just, like I said, explaining it. And it's not exactly the same as it was, mm-hmm. but it has the same feel to it.
Yeah, they've added another layer. It's not just let's meet up with the cast.
It's got its own identity.
It's its own thing, and it's got an interesting A line and a B line. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? You're, you, 'cause, so you love Jason Priestley and Brandon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And you get to love them both this way. Exactly.
Yeah, that's what's really cool. So hats off to Fox and to the entire cast. Now, what we're going to try and do is get some interviews for you in the next upcoming podcast, whether it's with the cast members or maybe the producers or some executives to give us some feedback too on our 90210 podcast, which will be up. We'll try and get it up like every Thursday, the day after the episode before.
Yes.
All right. Okay, so we hope you enjoyed it. If you did enjoy it, like us, give us major points and props on so that people, other people can hear the podcast as well. All right, Lauren?
Yep.
All right, so we'll get into episode 3 coming up here on the next podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.